For years, millions of viewers watched BBC's Top Gear, with fans all asking the same question. Who is the Stig? Now, that question was eventually answered when Ben Collins revealed himself as the man inside the helmet and instantly became one of the most talked about racing drivers. Now, Ben's backing a campaign to get motorists to take their eye health more seriously in a bid to reduce the number of potential accidents on our roads. New research by Asda Opticians has found that more than 4 million motorists admit to driving illegally. And that's quite stunning. Joining me now to discuss the importance of driving safely is former Stig Ben Collins and optician Shailesh Versani from Asda Opticians. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, first of all, Shailesh, tell us a bit more about the actual research, because I started off with that figure that 4 million admit to driving illegally. How are they driving illegally?
Well, those 4 million people do actually know they need some corrective eyewear, and they're just not using the corrective eyewear in order to drive. And one that particularly shocked me was the ones that from the 25 to 34-year-olds is almost 85% of those people admit they're having problems on the road or not meeting the standards as well for driving.
Does this shock you, Ben?
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, maybe in the 10,000s you could understand it, but I'm really amazed it's this high. And especially when actually it's easy to correct, because obviously they've passed the standard to get a license in the first place. And it's a case of, you know, getting back to the optician to get a prescription change or something like that. So, you know, vision is obviously is vital for driving. It's a main part of the job, really, is to be able to anticipate the flow of traffic and observe your environment. So obviously, you know, you want to be in the best condition you can be. And it might actually focus people's minds to know the police are doing spot checks on this. And if you're caught, you know, driving illegally, they can revoke your license on the spot. So it really is worth putting it higher on the priority list than a lot of people seem to be doing at the moment.
Of course, Shailesh, some of the symptoms of sight loss you might not even be aware of until they're actually quite advanced.
Absolutely. Most of the patients I see who don't have any glasses just coming for a routine eye check, a certain percentage of them actually have an eye problem that they didn't even know about. Most of them are just to monitor, but there are certain that do need immediate treatment in order to sort of stop the visual progression or getting worse, as it were.
Because, Ben, I have macular disease and I actually had to give up driving in 2004, which was a heartbreaker for me, to be honest, because I've always been a petrol head. But, you know, I had a business and I was faced with real dilemmas on that, because I knew that I was getting to the point where I was unsafe, and yet I relied on it for my business. And in the end, it all worked. I lost everything, but it had to be done. And you can imagine some people are probably scared of going for a test about this.
I can understand that. I mean, it's a major thing to lose if it's going to result in not being able to drive. Although I think that in the vast majority of what we're looking at, for most drivers, it's not quite the case. It's just a case of, you know, adjusting prescription and, you know, hopefully for most of these guys and girls, they'll be able to stay on the road. So it's just really trying to get the message out there that you're safer, keeping up to date with your prescription and doing the best you can.
I work in this field, Ben, and I am surprised the amount of people that I, even for a bit of fun, I'll say, have you had your eyes tested yet? Now, and it's the answer is, oh no, not yet. So people just don't seem to realise that this can have so many benefits for you and your overall health as well, by getting your eyes tested, by things that can be seen about your health as well.
That's right, because it does show you a lot more than just just your, you know, your eyesight. Obviously, the eyes can show a lot more serious conditions too. So it's definitely worth having a look in there. But yeah, I mean, it really can make a big difference to people's general safety, because having that peripheral view as well, which is part of what the eye test can give you that you don't get just by sort of checking yourself against a number plate from 20 meters, is part and parcel of having that test. I think it's great that, you know, Asda's done this piece of research, but it's also pointing out to people that they can get an eye test when they're down at the supermarket picking up their shopping. So it is convenient, and that should also make it easier for people to prioritize a little bit in their busy schedule, to find some time to sit down with someone nice and have a conversation about their eyes.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it, Shailesh? If you can actually incorporate it into your daily schedule, then there's no reason not to have it done.
Absolutely, and the eye test, they don't take too long. It's only 20 minutes, and I always say in 20 minutes we can spot a problem that could potentially prevent you having a vision loss forever, really. So not too much to ask, 20 minutes, as Ben said, do your shopping, grocery shopping, and spare 20 minutes, and we'll be able to take care of the rest.
Do racing drivers, do they get really scared about the thought that they might damage their eyesight or have problems with their sight?
Well, I suppose, you know, you try and be fearless because you're doing big speeds all the time. But you're very aware as a driver racing that vision is crucial. So, you know, actually we're more worried about someone dropping oil in front of us because it gets stuck to the windscreen and you can't see much. Or, you know, if something goes wrong with a tear off on a visor and something gets jammed in there, you're going to be stuck with it. And, you know, you might have a bumblebee at 200 miles an hour and it hits you in the face, spreads itself out quite nicely and you're desperately trying to get it off so that you can see the apex and get through that chicane as quickly as you can. So we're always trying to manage vision, whether you're wearing an open, you know, a helmet in an open top car or in a closed environment. And the crew are fantastic too. I mean, they work tirelessly to do it in the pit stops to try and get it as clean as they can. So we're well aware of the sort of importance of it. And, you know, obviously you don't want it to deteriorate, but equally I know plenty of racing drivers that race with glasses. So, you know, their vision's as good as mine. I'm lucky I don't need them. I can, you know, I've got very good eyesight. You know, people are on a level playing field when they've got the right prescription on.
And Charles, as you said, it's 20 minutes on average. And for most of us, it's only once every two years it's recommended. So it's not a big ask, is it?
Absolutely. I mean, once every 2 years, and certain category will be asked every year. And one sort of 20-minute slot every 2 years is not too much to ask.
How can we get some more information how to use the service?
So there's more information on the ASDA website, so you can visit that, asda.com. And also the DVLA has got far more information about the legal requirements and the do's and don'ts on the gov.uk website. So, yes, definitely worth a visit. And, yeah, stay safe and keep your eyes peeled.
Now, we're doing this from a driver's point of view, but to be honest, as a person who's forced to be a pedestrian now, I'm equally... you know, would like to know that the person who's coming down that road has got good eyesight in the car that's coming towards me.
Quite right.
Yeah.
I think that's the whole point of this. And, you know, the more people talk about it and to pay attention to the, you know, a fundamental, what might seem obvious is currently being overlooked. So I hope people will pay more attention to it.
Ben Collins and Shailesh Farsanyi, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.